plate a potential nugget.
Staying with the theme of coaching, you also talk about your conversations with Bill Campbell at some point. And I did speak to one of the authors of The Trillion Dollar Coach on Bill and his methods. But staying in the theme of coaching, if you shine the light on your conversations with Bill, any reflections on what difference it made to you? And what about what he did? And what about him that stands out for you in your experience?
Yeah, of course. So for those of you who don't know Bill Campbell, I mean, you know him because you interviewed Jonathan or Alan or Eric, I don't know which, on Trillion Dollar Coach, Alan Eagle. And Bill Campbell's reputed, obviously, for having, you know, coached executives and leaders from Steve Jobs to Eric Schmidt on building, you know, companies literally worth trillions of dollars. So Bill at the time was coaching a lot of executives at Google. He spent, you know, several days a week at Google, and I was one of the lucky executives who was also introduced to him for coaching. And Bill was different than David because Bill is an ex-NFL coach. And so, you know, first of all, I think he brought the art of management to the Valley. Very few people in the Valley. Hmm. The Valley is very slave to sort of founder culture, right? But it's not very, like it, for a long time, it didn't put any store in being a good manager, you know, being good at management. And Bill was the first person to really, like, you know, make that desirable. Like, so first of all, I give him credit at a macro level far beyond me. But for me, he was like more of like a warrior coach. You know, there were times at Google where I would be frustrated. I had the region between Brazil and China. So it was a massive region. It was very disproportionate, disaggregated, you know, countries, countries in which we were losing badly, like China, Japan, Korea. And then countries that even if we were winning were fraught with complexity. India had its complexity, so did Brazil, what have you. And so many times I would look at my counterparts at Google and I thought they had it so easy and my team was working so hard and we had always a mess of some kind to deal with. But, you know, Bill's, I would say, influence on me was that, you know, at times it was just sort of like calling forth my warrior self and stop looking at everybody else and like thinking about what they have and, you know, think about what you have and what you're building. And, you know, one of the phrases he taught my team that stayed with me sort of like, he's like, Sukhinder, like, you should be proud of your team. They're the team with all the dirt underneath their fingernails, you know, like, so instead of like, you know, bemoaning that you don't have it as easy as someone else, just think about what you guys are building. Think about like, you know, what you put into it, like value the grit. And that's the kind of coach Bill was. Like, he was different things for different people, and he could call it forth for me. He kind of called forth like that warrior energy, that stop complaining, like, you know, harness it energy. And I really loved that part about him. But you know this, from different people in our lives, we get different types of energy and coaching. So Bill brought a very unique coaching style to me, which I appreciated.
Got it. I think building on that, one of the terms Alan uses is Bill was a cheerleader. You know, the leaders that sometimes when you're in the thick of things, you sometimes lose track of the number of things going right. And one of the things he would say was Bill would just sometimes even stand in the boardroom and applaud and spur people on. So
absolutely. Well, Bill also had a twinkle in his eye all the time. And I think to your point, while he was like saying to me, be proud of your grit, for sure he was a cheerleader for my organization inside of the bigger Google. And I remember that too, you know, and being holding us up as like, you know, look at what that team is doing. And so you're absolutely right. He was tough love, but also the best cheerleader. That's absolutely true.
Earlier in the podcast, I had the opportunity to speak with Alan Eagle, one of the co-authors of the book Trillion Dollar Coach that describes the methods of Bill Campbell. One of the themes he speaks about is how Bill was an evangelist of courage for his coachees.
You know, one of my favorite anecdotes from our book is we were talking to Clay Bavor. Clay is a VP here at Google. He oversees our VR and AR products, virtual reality and augmented reality products. And at the time that this story took place, Clay was a product manager, and he was just starting to work on AR products. And he was showing an early VR products. He was showing an early product to the Google board. So he was kind of nervous. He's up in front of the Google board and he's demonstrating this thing, and they're all wearing the goggles and trying them out. And he's trying to walk people through this demo, and something went well. And he hears this clap from the back of the room, like boom, 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 like like loud cheering. And it's Bill Campbell cheering him on. And Clay said that moment gave him such confidence and such a boost. And think about it, how often when you're in a meeting and something goes well, or someone on your team does something well, you say, you know, like, good job or something like that, of course. But how often do you like, yeah, man, stand up and clap? You don't, because it doesn't feel right. But that's what Bill would do. So that's part of being an evangelist for courage, is really cheering people and celebrating their successes. And there's an interesting sort of tactical component as well. When we were talking to one of the Apple board members, I don't recall, he talked about how Bill would do this in an Apple meeting as well. Eddie Q told us about how Bill did this when he was showing the Apple board the Apple Play Store for the first time, and how Bill was like cheering and saying, this is so awesome. And it also sort of gets momentum going in the room. If you want to make a decision that way, it's pretty hard to decide against or argue against something when someone has literally stood up and cheered for it. So, you know, there's a tactical aspect as well. But mostly this concept of being an evangelist for courage is just this idea of blowing confidence into people, just trying to boost them up, make them think they can do more than they think they can do.
For more, you can tune into the conversation with Alan Eagle about the Trillion Dollar Coach at the guest section at playtopotential.com. You might also like the playlist on coaching that you can find in the curated playlist section at the podcast.